There were some positives to take away, but more than anything, we just got to learn from the mistakes.
From a health standpoint, how did you come out injury-wise? You guys healthy, ready to go for Tennessee?
Yeah, we're fine and hungry to get ready for another opponent.
Along with Brady Christensen, how did the rest of the offensive line grade out? Because, I mean, only giving up one sack on the surface, it would seem that they seem to do pretty well. Pretty good job against Utah's defensive front.
Yeah, overall a good first performance for the offensive line. And you know, anytime you don't score enough points and you don't win the game, then, you know, it's hard to say any individual played well enough. So there were certainly things for them to work on. Little details, you know, we had a false start on a critical third and one. You know, we had two bad snaps. And, you know, little things like that that could have done better. But overall, a good start.
What type of an impact does a lengthy losing streak against a rival potentially have on a program, if any at all?
I don't know. I can't worry about that right now. We'll worry about that after this season's over. Right now, we got to focus on Tennessee.
How has the urgency been, you know, since that loss, you know, in practices, day two of practice since that loss?
Really good. I felt like we had one of our best hard-nosed, lengthy Tuesday-type practices that we've had this camp today.
How have you felt about, you know, how did you grade out the wide receiver performances against Utah?
You know, okay, we just didn't make enough plays, and there were times where they allowed themselves to get covered by man coverage. And then on the other side of it is I got to give credit to Utah because they cover well and they've got some good players over there.
You're a guy that's coached in the SEC. You went to Auburn. You've been to LSU. What's the environment like for you having experienced Tennessee already?
It's a fun place to play. I've been there both at Auburn and when I was at LSU. And it's a beautiful venue, a lot of fans. And, you know, I told our offense today it'll be a great opportunity and hopefully a great memory for you to talk about after this Saturday.
Did your experience in Wisconsin last year, I think, help your guys be prepared for the type of environment we'll face with that 100,000 fans?
Well, I hope so. I hope that, you know, a game like that showed them that we can go into a hostile environment and play with anyone. However, it's about this Saturday. It really doesn't have anything to do with Wisconsin last year.
Any chance of position changes potentially that maybe can maximize and give you the best 11 on the field?
Position changes?
Like the guys that, you know, maybe get them in a different spot to get them on the field and maximize their talents?
Well, I think we've moved a number of guys around in a number of different spots. I mean, we played 11 in a number of different spots. We played Matt Bushman in a number of different spots. We played Jaron Hall in a number of different places. So I think we're moving our guys around pretty well and putting them in different spots. We've got to execute and make plays.
Will Asukpa be available this week?
Yes.
Jaron Hall, when you brought him into that game, did you feel like it maybe disrupted Zach at all in terms of flow of him being with the offense at all?
No. They're used to it. They've done that all camp, and Zach's a champ. He's not going to be bothered by anything like that.
What connections to Tennessee staff, if at all, do you have on a personal level?
You know, I've just coached against a few of those guys a little bit, but not really close friends with any of them, but I have a great deal of respect for that staff, particularly Coach Pruitt and the defensive staff. I've been around those guys and coached against them, and I know they'll have their team ready to play.
Is it almost like a more difficult situation for your guys with them coming off what they consider a historic loss? I mean, just does it amplify that, hey, your guys got to be ready to go and not look at these guys lightly?
I think we're hungry to play regardless.
How do you feel your offensive line played against Utah? They're considered one of the best defensive lines in the country.
I thought it was a good start for them. I did. I felt like they were prepared. I thought Coach Mateos did a great job getting them ready for the challenge, and I thought they stepped up to it. In particular, Brady Christensen played really well, graded out at 91% against a really good player. And so, overall, I thought it was a nice start for him.
Much has made about the pick sixes, but how impressed were you with Zach to in the offense in general to lead a scoring drive after that first pick six and still be able to move the ball and not get rattled?
Well, that doesn't surprise me, and Zach has shown that he can step back up to the challenge after making a mistake. He's just got to do a better job taking care of the ball. And those interceptions, as is often the case, weren't all his fault. There were receivers who could have done a better job running their routes. On one of them, we could have had a little better protection. And so it doesn't all fall on him, but the bottom line is we trust him with the football, just like a basketball team would trust a point guard with the ball. And so he knows he's got to do a better job of taking care of it.
I know a lot of people have made a lot of Tyson and trying to get him more carries. Kalani said on Monday that You only had 15 snaps in the second half. How tough was that to game plan with having that limited number?
Well, we had a lot more a lot more plays ready to call, that's for sure. But the bottom line is we didn't get more plays because we turned the ball over twice. And so two of those drives ended in us giving it to the other team, and they resulted in 14 points. And honestly, that was the difference in the game. We were right there in it in the first half, and we gave those guys 21 points. Can't do that.
What were the major positives that you took away from the Utah game that you're looking to build upon for Tennessee?
Some individual performances that I've discussed already. Some guys showed that they can play against great players. And then I thought we did a couple things well. We had more explosive plays than we have had in the past, which has been a point of emphasis for us. Another point of emphasis this camp has been third downs. We were 50% on third down, which is pretty good. So there were some positives, but none of them overrule three turnovers.
What kind of atmosphere can BYU fans expect at Neyland Stadium?
Yeah, it's one of the elite places to play in the SEC, you know, and those places are always fun to go into, and there will be a lot of pageantry. It's a beautiful venue. People drive their boats up to the stadium on the river right there, and it'll be a lot of fun.
How has Joe Critchlow kind of handled his new role, kind of as opposed to what he's done in years past?
Yeah, he's doing a great job. He's still a guy that's all in. He does a great job helping some of the young guys that are still trying to learn the offense, and he's a great cheerleader and a great signaler and a guy that's really done a great job as maintaining his identity as part of who we are.
Did you get out of the Wildcat or Jaren Hall's role, did you get what you wanted production-wise out of that, aside from the fumble?
Well, that's kind of like asking, did we get what we wanted out of our passing game? If you throw two pick sixes, then no. The answer is no. And so the answer is the same with Jaren also. You know, if you have a costly snap that wasn't all his fault, it wasn't a great snap, but he could have caught it. Then that certainly negates a lot of it. But Jaren's a great athlete, and we're going to keep giving him opportunities to make plays in a variety of places.